Bienvenidos a nuestro podcast del sueño americano. Esta vez soy yo el anfitrión principal.
¿Qué pasa, Santiago? Me siento un poco extraño ahorita porque siempre he sido el anfitrión, pero estoy seguro que todo va a estar bien.
Today, we're going to be talking about something that we, as immigrants and son of immigrants, experience on the daily. The modern American dream. The American dream, something our parents worked and work for every single day. Like Richard Blanco said in his poem, One, Today, as my father's cutting sugar cane, so my brother and I could have books and shoes.
Yeah, that's the thing that I value and appreciate every single day when I wake up, because I know how much my parents have sacrificed so my siblings and I can be in the position we are today.
I feel like that too. My dad came from a real poor background. I remember him telling me they would all fall asleep in one room. Right before graduating, my grandpa said, you have two choices. Either you go to college or you go to college. My dad felt like he wasn't given choice. But then my grandpa said, I don't work for 10 hours a day, lose four fingers, and risk getting cancer, which he later did because of the chemicals in his job, just so that he would have to do the same thing. He worked as a carpenter, and he used strong chemicals that later caused him to lose some fingers and eventually get cancer. He worked very hard, so that's why my dad didn't argue with him, because he knew college was the best thing for him. To me, that's the American dream, seeing opportunities and taking them.
I personally don't have that same connection as you have with your grandpa like that and with your dad, but I agree that seeing opportunities and taking them is part of the American dream. The only goal that my parents have for my siblings and I is to get an education. Right now, my older sister is in college, and I can tell how happy my parents are for what she's doing because neither of them went to college.
Yeah, Carlos, I'm sure they're really proud of your sister, and they're going to be really proud of you because I know you and your sister are going to do great things because you were given the opportunity and you took the opportunity. But sadly, that's all the time we have for today. This was our second collaboration ever, and we're looking forward to do more and more podcasts.